जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री सादि गौर भक्त वृंद, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम म राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Shyam Sundar Radhe. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol.
Jayam Vishnupat Paramhansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotar Sat. His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jaya. Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jaya. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jaya. Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki Jaya. Shri Radha Kund Ki Jaya. Shri Bahulashtami Mahotsava Ki Jaya. Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 18, the Lord who Sri Vrindavan. Text 8.
Yatha Radha Priya Vishnoh Tasyaha Kundam Priyam Tatha Sarva Gopishu Sa Eva Eka Vishnoh Atyanta Vallabha Yatha Radha Priya Vishnoh Tasya Kundam Priyam Tatha Sarva Gopishu Saivaika Vishnu Ratyanta Vallabha Yatha Radha Priya Vishnu Tasya Kundam Priyam Tatha Sarva Gopishu Saivaika Vishnu Ratyanta Vallabha Yatha Radha Priya Vishnu Tasya Kundam Priyam Tatha Sarva Gopishu Saivaika Vishnu Ratyanta Vallabha
Yatha As Radha Srimati Radharani Priya, beloved, Vishnoho, of Lord Krishna, Tasyaha, her, Kundam, lake, Priyam, Tatha, similarly, Sarva Gopishu, among all the gopis, Sa, she, Eva, certainly, Eka, alone, Vishnoh, of Lord Krishna, Atyanta, very, Vallabha, dear. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Lord Krishna, so her lake, known as Radha Kund, is also very dear to him. Of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most beloved. It's only a one-line purport by Srila Prabhupada, which says, this is a verse from the Padma Purana.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mahyam Tadati Svapadantikam Vali Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Today is Bahulashtami. It is the eighth day in the period of the waning moon in the month of Damodar or Kartik. This is the day on which the most holy place in all of creation, of existence, Radha Kund, appeared in this world. Interestingly, however, the word Bahulashtami has another connotation, because there is a gopi of Krishna called Bahula, and after her is named one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan, Bahulavan. And also there was a cow called Bahula in that area. And as she went to drink water in Kund, a tiger came and pounced on her and was about to eat her. And then she begged the tiger to give her a little time. And she said, "My calf is hungry, and I will just feed my calf milk, and I will come back to you and offer my body to you. So I promise you this if you release me now." So the tiger agreed. Even tigers were different in those days. So the cow went back and explained to her calf. It was a bull calf. The bull calf said, "Nothing doing. You stay back. I will go. I'll go and offer my body." So even without drinking milk, the bull calf was all set to go. But Brahmana, in whose house the cow and her calf lived, heard the argument, and he came and inquired. And when he understood the situation, he said, "No, neither of you will go. I will offer myself." And ultimately, anyway, the tiger turned out to be a demigod who had come to test Bahula. So this folk tale, so to speak, passes down from the generations in the Bahulavan area. So anyway, this is Bahulashtami. Although there is no Shastric Pramana, but it said that this incident happened on that day. And also the Radha Kund appearance happened on this day. Vaishnava Prabhu enlightened me that in the olden days, the Brajavasis would call this day Ahayashtami in Brajabhasha, in the local language, which refers to Radharani, who means unholy. Unholy means one of whom there is no equal. She who is unrivaled, Radharani. So it's Radharani's day. So in any case, this is the day on which the holy Radha Kund appeared within this world. The Puranas explain that Radha Kund exists eternally in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, just as do Govardhan, Yamuna, and so on. And the waters of the Radha Kund are non-different from Srimati Radharani. They are said to be her liquefied form. Similarly, the waters of Shyam Kund, which is right next to Radha Kund, is the liquefied form of Sri Krishna. In another pastime, it is mentioned how, when Krishna was feeling separation from Radharani, in that bhava or that mood, his form turned into Srimati Radharani's form, and he went to Krishna's name, thinking himself to be Radharani. Similarly, Radharani, in separation from Krishna, imagined, took on Krishna's form, and she started chanting Radharani's name, that is her own name. And the two met, and Krishna pacified her and said, "Look, the tears of our ecstasy, now they have formed these two ponds, the Radha Kund and the Shyam Kund." So anyway, these two kunds are always existing in the spiritual world. And when that spiritual world is manifest by the grace of Krishna into this material world, when he advents, then these two holy kunds also appear. And they are considered very, very holy, as Shyam Kund is non-different from Krishna, Radha Kund is non-different from Srimati Radharani. So as Mahaprabhu is saying here, "Yatha Radha Priya Vishnoho Just as Srimati Radharani is extremely dear to Krishna, tasyah kundam priyam tatha. Similarly, her kunda is also very dear to Krishna, because this is Radharani's kund. This is the place where Radharani bathes, and this is where many, many loving pastimes between Krishna and Srimati Radharani and the other gopis took place. And Srimati Radharani's exalted status as the topmost gopi has also been mentioned here. Sarva gopishu saivaika Vishnur atyanta vallabha. Amongst all the innumerable gopis in Goloka Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. And because this kund is non-different from her and is so dear to her, so therefore the kund also becomes extremely dear to Sri Krishna. So Radha Kund is considered by Srila Rupa Goswami to be the most important holy place in all of existence, in the spiritual world or in the material world. In the Nectar of Instruction, three verses are devoted to Radha Kund. Now the Nectar of Instruction is a very interesting text, because generally we start off by telling people to read Nectar of Instruction when they first come to Krishna consciousness, and it's considered to be by some to be a beginner's text. And in a sense it's true, because it starts from the very basics, but the Nectar of Instruction goes through the entire range of Krishna consciousness, from the level of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti going all the way up to Krishna Prema, and even to the Mahabhava love of Srimati Radharani from Krishna, towards Krishna. So this is the span of the Nectar of Instruction. There are only 11 verses in Nectar of Instruction. And of these 11 verses, 3 are devoted to... So we can imagine how important it is, or she is. So, in the 9th verse, Srila Rupa Goswami has explained the hierarchical importance of different holy places. Of course, we know that beyond this material world is the spiritual world, which is called the Vaikuntha world. The Vaikuntha world is superior to the material world. And now Rupa Goswami begins to explain the hierarchy within the spiritual world. Vaikuntha janito vara madhupuri. He says, superior to Vaikuntha is Madhupuri or Mathura, because janitaha, because Krishna was born there. So Mathura is superior to Vaikuntha, which is superior to the material world. But everything doesn't end at Mathura. Tatrapi rasotsavad vrindaranyam. But superior to Mathura is Vrindaranyam. Aranya means the forest of Vrinda Devi, which means Vrindavan. Van also means forest. So the forest of Vrindavan is superior to Mathura because rasotsavad, because wonderful pastimes like the Ras Leela took place there. But then, even more than Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami explains, Udharapadi Ramana Tatrapi Govardhanaha. Even higher than Vrindavan is the holy place of Govardhan, because Govardhan was lifted personally by Krishna with his own lotus hands, and by so doing he protected his dear devotees, the residents of Braj, from the wrath of King Indra. And it is also the place where many, many loving pastimes of Krishna take place with the cowherd boys and the calves and the cows and all gopis, and Srimati Radharani in particular. But then there is something more. Radha kundamihapi gokulapatehe premamrita plavanat. Even higher than Govardhan is Radha Kunda. Iha api, even more than Govardhan, even higher than Govardhan is Radha Kunda. Because this site or this place is overflowing or is flooded aplavanat with prema amrita, with the nectar of prema, of Gokulapati, of Krishna. Kuryadastu virajate giritate sevam viveki nakaha. Swarup Goswami says, who is that intelligent who will therefore not with his full heart serve this holy Radha Kund, which is situated at the feet, lotus feet of Giriraj, Govardhan. So this is the exalted status of Radha Kund. There are many interesting pastimes about how Radha Kund appeared. And the most famous one, of course, is in connection with Krishna's killing of the demon Arishta. Towards the end of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, shortly before he moved on to Mathura, the demon Arishtasura came into Vrindavan. This narration appears in the 36th chapter of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is after the Rasalila pastimes have taken place and Krishna has saved Nanda Maharaj, his father, from the serpent. He has killed Shankachuda. The gopis have sung their songs in separation. And now in the 36th chapter, Kamsa sends this fierce demon who has taken the form of a bull into Vrindavan. And this demon, he has assumed a huge form with a hump that touches the clouds. And the clouds, imagine that the hump is like a mountain, so they start circling the hump. And Arishtasur comes in bellowing very frighteningly into Vrindavan, pawing the earth and raising dust everywhere. And with his horns, he tears apart the embankments and little hillocks everywhere. And because of his fierce demeanor and his glaring eyes and the bellowing sounds emanating from his mouth, it struck terror into the hearts of the Brajavasis. And in fact, Shukadeva Goswami explains, many cows and gopis had miscarriages, some of them who were pregnant. And they all cried out for Krishna's help. And Krishna realized that his dear devotees were in difficulty. So because he's Bhakta Vatsala, he loves his devotees very much. So immediately he said, Ma Bhaishta, don't be fearful. And then he came in front of Arishtasura. And he said, oh, you fierce demon, don't you know that you are inviting death? So do not come and terrorize my dear devotees here. I will teach you a lesson this very day. And after having taunted Arishtasura, a very casual, graceful and debonair way, he crossed his legs and put his arm around his friend's shoulder and stood there very casually as Arishtasura was furiously charging him with his eyes glaring at him and his horns pointed towards him. When you stroke the backs of the cows and bulls, you really have to look out for those horns. One little swing of the horn and it's not a very pleasant thing. It may not be because of us. It may be because some insect bit it somewhere, it just got irritated. So the horns are very, very powerful. And I know of a place, we have a project where we heard of this a panther who attacked a cow. And she tore the panther to bits with her horn. That is the power of the horns of a cow. So we shouldn't think cows are weak creatures. They can also ably defend themselves, even from tigers and panthers. So anyway, he came charging furiously. And Krishna was standing there as if unconcerned. He grasped the horns of Arishtasura and he swung him round and round and then flung him away 18 steps. It knocked the wind out of Arishtasura, but he rose again and charged with double energy, even more before. And Krishna once again caught him by the horns and thrashed him to the ground. And Shukadeva Goswami explains that he beat him like we beat a wet cloth. Now this analogy is more familiar to people who are from Indian villages. You know, the washerman or people in the village in India, when they wash their clothes, they beat it on a stone. They first apply some soap, or if they don't have soap, they just apply water, and then they beat it to take the dirt out. So it's quite a strong beating. So Shukadev Goswami explains that Krishna beat Arishtasura to the floor like he was a piece of wet cloth, and then he pressed him down with his lotus foot and yanked his horn out and impaled him with the horn. Quite violent sometimes the Srimad Bhagavatam can get, and Krishna's pastimes. But ultimately there's no mode of passion or ignorance here, because it's Krishna, so it's all transcendental. And then Arishtasura's life airs left his body, and the demigods rejoiced, powers upon him, the Brajabasis rejoiced, and they all came and congratulated Krishna as he entered into the village once again. But the gopis were not happy. The gopis came up to Krishna, and particularly Srimati Radharani. He says, "Krishna, don't come near us now. You have committed a great sin by killing a cow, by killing a bull." But this bull was a demon. Never mind, but he was still a bull. And killing a cow or a bull is a grievous sin. So therefore, you need to purify yourself. You need to atone for this sin by going to all the holy places in the universe. So Krishna then said, "Why should I go to all the holy places of the universe? I will summon all the holy places here to me." So then immediately he called out for the holy places, and all of them assembled. One, as the holy place came up, Krishna said, "This is the river Bhogavati coming in from Patala Loka." And one by one all the holy places assembled there. And they formed a kund. All the rivers, all the kunds, all the oceans, they came. And then triumphantly Krishna looked at Radharani and said, "Okay, so all the holy places are here." And then he took bath. Radharani and the gopis said, "No, we are not convinced. How do we know these are the holy places? Some water has come from somewhere. We don't know that these are holy rivers." So then Krishna summoned the holy rivers to come out and introduce themselves. So one by one the holy rivers came. "I am the river Shona." With folded hands she stood in front of Radharani. "I am the Saraswati. I am the Kaveri. I am the Tamraparni," and so on. "I am the milk ocean. I am such and such." One by one every one of them started introducing themselves. And then Krishna once again declared with some arrogance, "Okay, so now I'm completely purified. But what about you gopis? You have never done any act in your life. And moreover, because you've sided with the demon, you are also implicated in this act of cow killing. So it is you who must actually atone for your irreligious behavior. You should also go and take your bath in all the holy places." But anyway, very graciously Krishna said, "You can take bath in my kund, it's all here." And now Radharani's sense of pride arose, and she said, "I am capable of making my own holy place. We can do it." So she looked at her assistants and said, "Okay, let's get to work." She saw a place towards the west of where Shamkund is, which was Krishna's lake. And they started digging out mud from there. And gradually, within an hour, the pond had been excavated. And Krishna had wanted the waters from the Shamkund to come there. But out of pride, Srimati Radharani said, "No." So she said, "I will make a long line of my gopis extending from here all the way to Manasi Ganga. And in many, many hundreds of thousands of pots, we'll bring the water from there and fill up my pond here." In the meanwhile, Krishna gestured to the holy places who had come to Shamkund. And one of them came forward with folded hands and began to glorify Srimati Radharani and said, O Supreme Goddess, even Brahma and the great demigods of the universe cannot understand your glories. It is only Krishna here who can understand. Now, we are so fortunate to be able to be here and have your darshan, but we have one desire and we request you to please fulfill it. So Srimati Radharani is very compassionate. So she said, all right, what is your desire? Please accept our waters into your kund. So then Srimati Radharani relented and she says, all right. And then the waters of the Sham Kund broke through the embankment and rushed into the hole that had been dug by Srimati Radharani and the gopis. And thus Radha Kund was formed. And the Radharani and the gopis had bath over there. And Radharani declared that this lake is Sham Kund is extremely dear to me. Anyone who takes his bath here will be very, very dear to me. So whoever takes his or her bath in Radha Kund and also Sham Kund, very dear to Srimati Radharani and to Krishna. Vajranab, it is said, the great grandson of Krishna, was the one who actually excavated it originally. But then, in the course of time, it was lost. And nobody knew that there was something called Radha Kund and Sham Kund there. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find in this 18th chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has narrated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival at Radha Kund. And I would like to read the few verses that Kaviraj Goswami has said here. This is chapter 18 of the Madhya Leela, text 3 onwards. The background is that Mahaprabhu has arrived in Mathura. He has taken bath in all the ghats on the banks of the Yamuna. And with the help of the Sanodiya Brahman, he has gone to all the forests like Bahulavan, Kumudavan, Mahavan, etc. And then his ecstasy ever increasing ever since he left Jagannath Puri to come here. And now his ecstasy had multiplied of times. So he was not actually an external consciousness. And as he was wandering, he arrived finally at the place called Aritagram. Arita is after Arishta, Arishtasura. So at that time, Radha Kund was known as Aritagram. So Mahaprabhu has arrived there. Let us see how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes this. Ei mato Mahaprabhu nachite nachite Aritgrame asi bahya hoilo achambite. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in ecstasy. But when he arrived at Aritgram, his sense perception was awakened. In other words, he came to external consciousness and realized, I have come to Aritgram. He understood this was Radha Kund. Arite Radha Kund Varta Puche Lokasthane Kehu Nahi Kohe Sangher Brahmana Na Jane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the local people, where is Radha Kund? No one could inform him, and the Brahmana accompanying him did not know either. Tirtha Lupta Jane Prabhu Sarvagya Bhagavan Dui Dhanya Kshetre Alpa Jale Kaila Snan. The Lord then understood that the holy place called Radha Kund was no longer visible. However, being the omniscient Supreme Personality of Godhead, he discovered Radha Kund and Sham Kund in two paddy fields. There was only a little water, but he took his bath there. Dekhi sabagramya loker vismay hoilaman preme prabhu kore radha kunde rastavan. When the people of the village saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking his bath in those two ponds in the middle of the paddy fields, they were very much astonished. The Lord then offered his prayers to Sri Radha Kund. Sabagopi hoite radha krishna ra prayasi taiche radha kunda priya priya rasa rasi. Of all the gopis, Radharani is the dearmost. Similarly, the lake known as Radha Kund is very dear to the Lord because it is very dear to Srimati Radharani. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted this verse, which we recited before the class.
Yatha Radha Priya Vishnu Tasya Kundam Priyam Tatha Sarva Gopishu Saivai Kashno Ratyanta Vallabha.
Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Lord Krishna, so her lake, known as Radha Kund, is also very dear to him. Of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most beloved.
Yei kunde nitya Krishna Radhikara Sange Jale Jala Keli Kore Tire Rasa Range.
In that lake, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani used to sport daily in the water and have a rasa dance on the bank.
Shei kunde jai ek bara kore snan Tare Radha Sama Prema Krishna Kore Dan.
Indeed, Lord Krishna gives ecstatic love like that of Srimati Radharani to whoever bathes in that lake even once in his life.
Kundera Madhuri Yano Radhara Madhurima Kundera Mahima Jano Radhara Mahima.
The attraction of Radha Kund is as sweet as that of Srimati Radharani. Similarly, the glories of the Kund are as great as the Radharani's. Then there is a long verse. I'll just read the translation. Because of its wonderful transcendental qualities, Radha Kund is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radharani. It was in that lake that the all-opulent Lord Sri Krishna performed his pastimes with Srimati Radharani with great pleasure and transcendental bliss. Whoever bathes just once in Radha Kund attains Srimati Radharani's loving attraction for Sri Krishna. Who within this world can describe the glories and sweetness of Sri Radha Kund?
Ei mato stuti kore prema vishta hona kore kunda lila sanariya.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus offered prayers to Radha Kund. Overwhelmed by ecstatic love, he danced on the bank, remembering the pastimes of Lord Krishna, performed on the bank of Radha Kund.
Kundera mrittika lana tilaka karila Bhattacharya dwara mrittika sange kori laila.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then marked his body with tilak made from the mud of Radha Kund. And with the help of Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he collected some of the mud and took it with him. So that is something the devotees do sometimes. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moved on and did the parikrama of the Govardhan Hill. So we can see the credit of rediscovering Radha Kund goes to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu performed his disappearance pastimes in Jagannath Puri, Raghunath Das Goswami, who had been there for many years with him, felt the pangs of separation so deeply that he couldn't stay there any longer, especially after Swarup Damodar Goswami, his mentor, had also departed. He came here to Braj with the idea of committing suicide by jumping from the top of Govardhan Hill. But having met Rup and Sanatan Goswamis, he was persuaded to change his mind. And they said, Raghunath, you stay here like our younger brother. We will serve Radha and Krishna together here in Brajabhumi. When Rupa Goswami saw that Raghunath Das Goswami had a Govardhan Shila and a Gunja Mala, the Gunja is very dear to Srimati Radharani, which was presented to him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, Rupa Goswami understood this to be an indication that who wanted Raghunath Das Goswami to do his bhajan on the banks of Radha Kund. So he asked him to go there. So Raghunath Das went there and he performed very severe austerities and bhajan on the bank of Radha Kund. There was nothing there at Radha Kund because there was no excavation actually done. There were no steps. It was the same kind of paddy field and there was a lot of mud there. So Raghunath Das anyway would stay there. Time does not permit us to discuss the various pastimes of Raghunath Das Goswami and the other Goswamis on the banks of Radha Kund, but suffice it to briefly narrate the pastime of Raghunath Das Goswami being the cause of excavating the kund. One time as Raghunath Das Goswami was sitting there and chanting the holy names, he contemplated on the glories of Radha Kund and began to think, in the future millions of devotees are going to come here to Radha Kund and there is no facility here for them to take bath. There is mud everywhere. This is just field. So some facility must be created. We must make some sort of a ghat or stone steps and then this must be excavated properly so that a proper kunda, proper lake is made here and for Sham Kund as well. And when Raghunath Das started thinking about all this, all of a sudden then he began to condemn himself. I am supposed to be chanting the holy names and doing my bhajan, thinking of Radha and Krishna and their pastimes, and here I am thinking of management. But then of course that management was also for Krishna and for Radharani. So this is transcendental management. Whatever management services are done by devotees in consciousness movement are as spiritual as any other activity done. So Raghunath Das Goswami anyway was thinking like this. No, I should not think about this. He pushed the thought out of his mind. But Krishna or Radharani didn't push the thought out of her mind or his mind. So far away in Badrinath or approaching Badrinath, there was one merchant and he was traveling to Badrinath with a lot of wealth to donate to Lord Badrinath. And Badrinath appeared to him in a dream and said, instead of coming to me and donating this money here, you should go to Brajbhumi. There is Radha Kund there and there is a great saint, a great devotee of mine called Raghunath Das. You should give him this money for the sake of excavating my pond and making some stone steps over there. So astonished, the merchant awoke from his dream and immediately made his way to Radha Kund. Having located Raghunath Das Goswami, he submitted this dream at the lotus feet of Raghunath Das Goswami and offered the money. And Raghunath Das Goswami said, I have nothing to do with all this, I can't do it. But he was persuaded when he heard about the circumstances. Then he understood that Srimati Radharani herself wanted him to do this seva. So then in all earnest, he began to work on it. He immediately summoned Jiva Goswami from Vrindavan. Jiva Goswami was much younger, but he was also an expert manager in addition to being a great scholar and a great devotee. So on behalf of Raghunath Das Goswami, it was Jiva Goswami who purchased the land, executed the legal formalities and the land deeds and units and everything, got all the things done with the officials of the government. Because Raghunath Das Goswami used to be too absorbed in his bhajan to get involved in many of these things. So Jiva Goswami offered this seva to Raghunath Das Goswami. And then Jiva Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami together oversaw the excavation of these two ponds. And after the ponds had been excavated, then stone steps were laid. And in this way the first restoration of Radha Kund happened in recent times, in the last few centuries or so. Much later, a great Rajput devotee king, he was a commander of the army of the Mughals, Man Singh, I think. He added some more steps. And in this way, the Kund, both the Kunds were actually formed, restored. An interesting incident in relation to Shyam Kund is mentioned, that even though Radha Kund has a square or a rectangular shape, and Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to give a similar shape to Shyam Kund as well, but there was some trees in the way, and he was that next day the tree should be cut. But then Yudhishthir Maharaj appeared to him in a dream and said, "Oh Raghunath, those five trees are us five Pandavas doing our bhajan here on the banks of Radha Kund. So please leave us alone, please spare us, and don't cut those trees down." So Raghunath Das Goswami, with great respect, he left the trees alone, and therefore we see that Shyam Kund has an unusual shape. So Shyam Kund and Radha Kund were thus restored. When the excavation was going on, Raghunath Das Goswami could see the original kunda, which was called the Kanchana Kunda or the Kankana Kunda. Some local Brajabasi means, because it means a bangle, so Srimati Radharani had broken her bangle, and with that she had actually scooped out the mud, and that's how the name came to be Kankana Kunda. Some years ago, recently the Radha Kund and Shyam Kund were cleaned up, the water was emptied out and restoration work was done, and this Kankan Kund could be seen there. So we are very fortunate that Radha Kund has manifested here. Of course, it's such a holy place that we have to be careful. So it is not to be taken cheaply. Initially, when Srila Prabhupada took devotees there, many of them perhaps were bathing there in a frivolous way, and Prabhupada was annoyed, and he stopped them from doing so. So Radha Kund, the waters of Radha Kund, being non-different from Srimati Radharani, have to be dealt with extreme respect. We have to offer our obeisances and in a very grave mood approach her, in a very devotional and prayerful mood. Certainly never in a prayerful, in a frivolous. So now it's almost 9 o'clock, but I would certainly like that we should chant a bhajan. Can some very intelligent people equitably distribute this so that nobody anywhere is left with any complaints on different sides or everywhere, so no one can accuse me of any partiality? So all over. Please share these sheets because we may not have one for everybody. This is the Radha Ashtakam, Radha Kundashtakam, composed by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So as the sheets have been distributed, I will read the translation of this beautiful song by Raghunath Das Goswami. May very fragrant Radha Kund, which, prodded by the gopis' many joking words, after Vrishabhasura's death, the king of Vrindavan forest, happily built and filled with his own hand, be my shelter. May very dear and fragrant Radha Kund, which, for one who bathes in it, immediately creates in the land of the heart a desire tree of pure love, rare even among the gopi beloveds of Lord Krishna in Vraja, be my shelter. May very dear and fragrant Radha Kund, where, yearning to attain the merciful sidelong glance of his queen, Lord Krishna diligently follows her bathing attendants, be my shelter. may very fragrant Radha Kund, which is named after a girl who is a realm for he who is the moon of Vraja, a girl who is like the most precious jewel in the crown of the sweet girls of Vraja, be my shelter. The mercy obtained by serving Radha Kund makes the celestial vine of pure love for the prince of Vraja, which is famous for bearing the flowers of service to my queen, sprout. May that very fragrant Radha Kund be my shelter. May very fragrant Radha Kund, on the shores of which are many splendid and charming forest groves, filled with the sweet sounds of bumblebees, and each named after one of Sri Radha's friends, be my shelter. May very fragrant Radha Kund, on the shore of which, in a pleasant courtyard, Queen Radha and her friends sweetly joke with Lord Krishna, the moon of Vraja, be my shelter. May very fragrant Radha Kund, where the passionate divine couple plays daily with their passionate friends in the charming lotus-scented water, be my shelter. To one who is happily dedicated to Queen Radha's service and who happily reads these 8 beautiful verses describing her lake, even in this present body, Lord Krishna shows his beloved as he happily embraces her. The last line of each verse, as you know, is Tadati Surabhi Radha Kundam Evashrayome. May that beautiful and fragrant Radha Kund be my shelter always.
Vrishabhadanujanashan Narmadharmoktirangaihe. Nikhila nija sakhe bhiryat svate na purnam. Prakatitam api vrinda ranya ragnya pramodaihe. Tadati surabhi radha kundame vashrayome. Raja bhuvi mura shatro preyasi nam nikamai. Asulabham apiturnam prema kalpadrumam tam. Janayati ridhi bhumo snaruchai priyam yat. Tadati surabhi radha kundame vashrayome. Aghare purapi yatnad atra devyah prasada. Prasara krita kataksha praptikamah prakamam. Anusarati yaduchaihi snana sevanu bandhaihi. Tadati surabhi radha kundame vashrayome. Vraja bhuvana sudhansho prema bhumir nikamam. Vraja madhura kishori mauli ratna priyeva. Parichitam api namna yatvatasya. Tadati surabhi radha kundame vashrayome. Api jana iha kaschid yasya seva prasadaihi. Pranaya sura latasyat tasya goshthendra suno. sapadi kilamadisha dasya pushpa prashasya. Tadati surabhi radha kundame vashrayo me. Tatamadhura nikunja kliptanamana uchaihi. Nija parijana vargaihi samvibhajya shritastaihi. Madhukara rutaramya yasya rajanti kamya. Tadati surabhi radha kundame vashtrayo me. Tatabhuvi varavedyam yasya narmati hridyam. Madhura madhura vartam goshtha chandrasya bhangya. Prathayati mitha isha prana sakhya libhisa. Tadati surabhi radha kundame vashrayo me. Dinamati rangai prema mattali sanghai. Varasarasi jagandhair harivari prapurne. Viharata iha yasmin dampati tau pramatto. Tadati surabhi radha kundame vashrayo me. Avikalamati devyas charu kundashtakam yaha. Paripathati tadiyol lasidatma. Achiramiha sharire darshayatyeva tasmai. Madhuripurati modai shlishyamanam priyantam. Tadati surabhi radha kundame vashtrayo me. Tadati surabhi radha kundame vashtrayo me. Tadati surabhi radha kundame vashtrayo me. Shri Shri Radha Kundashtakam ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Kund ki jai. Shri Bahulashtami Mahotsav ki jai. So today, as we pass our day, we should try to meditate on this one line, Tadati Surabhi Radha Kundame Vashrayo Me. May the beautiful and fragrant Radha Kund always be my shelter. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.